Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that Morgan Bartlett first shared on the podcast in May of 2012. Here's Morgan now with a story we call Nude Descending a Staircase.
I moved to New York about 7 years ago, and I couldn't believe how fabulous it was here. And when I moved here, I fell in with a bunch of people who liked to party as much as I did. I developed a mild to moderate cocaine habit, I would say, during that time. Drank an awful lot, was having a great time. And the only problem, the only problem as far as I could see it with this lifestyle was I was having trouble finding a boyfriend. And I remember being in the toilets of a club on the Lower East Side with a friend of mine, doing lines off of a filthy toilet, chopping up these lines of cocaine, snorting them and being like, yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm having so much trouble finding a man. And her being like, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine either. You're so cool and you're so awesome. We were like, yeah, we're great, we're awesome. That was pretty much the lay of the land at when the story begins. Before this, I had also, I'd broken my ankle a few weeks beforehand. So I had an ankle in a cast and I was hobbling up First Avenue to go to this pub to meet these friends of mine. And so I got there and walked in and they were sitting with this gorgeous Nigerian doctor. So I did my best to sort of sashay in sexily on crutches with a cast, which isn't easy to do, but apparently I managed to do it because we got on like a house on fire. One thing led to another and he came back to my house. And it turned out that he was leaving in a month to move to LA. So he was packing up all his stuff and leaving. But it was great. It really meant that we could have this really lighthearted fling and there was sort of no immediate consequences. The month, you know, came to an end. And so I had invited him to come to a show that I was going to. And to my surprise, he turned up. And I was so thrilled. It was like 2 days before he was going to leave. And I bought him champagne to wish him well on his trip. And we were having this great time. And then I went back to his place. And I hadn't actually stayed at his place before. He'd always come to stay at my place. So we weren't really paying attention. We were both a little bit drunk and we were making out in the elevator and making out in the hallway, and we got into his place and I remember kind of saying hi to his roommates and then going to bed. And just before I fell asleep, I remember really just thinking, I really need to pee, I really need to go to the bathroom, but I can't be bothered to get up, I was exhausted. And then I fell asleep. And I had this dream that I was trying to get to the bathroom and I was going through all of these hallways and pushing all these really big metal doors and I couldn't get through and I felt really trapped and I was really, really frustrated. And then I woke up and I was pushing and shoving a big metal door And I looked around me and I had no idea where I was. I was in a stairwell and I was completely naked. And I had absolutely no idea how I got there. And waking up from sleepwalking, it takes a few seconds, but what feels like a much longer time, I think, for your consciousness to fully realize that you're not dreaming anymore and your logical mind is trying to wrap itself around what's happening. And I just stood there naked in this stairwell, just my mind was melting, basically. So the first thing I did when I sort of came to was to turn around, throw open the door and run to where I assumed his apartment was. And I was just twisting the handle and pushing against this door when I looked up and looked around, and there were a bunch of other doors that looked exactly the same. And I had no idea which door was his door. I couldn't swear to it. And so I ran straight back into the stairwell, and I really, really, really needed to go to the bathroom at this point. And I just thought, well, the first thing before I can think straight, I just have to pee. I have to pee. And I just thought, well, I don't want to pee on anybody's floor, on the floor where people live. So I'll go down and pee on the ground floor by the lobby. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but I did. So I ran downstairs completely naked and I leaned in the corner. Oh, God. And I think this, I have to say, I think I could safely say is the lowest point of my life so far. I hope I never sink any lower than this. I had one arm on the door trying to keep it shut, so if anybody wanted to come in, they wouldn't be able to. Another on the wall to balance myself. And I was hunkered down. And I peed at the bottom of the stairwell. And any ladies who've been camping can tell you that you have to look for sloped ground if you want to pee and not to pee all over yourself when you're camping. And obviously that wasn't the case in the stairwell. So I was peeing all over my feet completely naked in the stairwell. And I don't talk to God very often, but I did pray at that point and was just sobbing. Looking up, I was like a little animal. I was like a little vulnerable animal out in the woods, just looking up the stairwell, saying, please, God, please, please, please. I swear, I'll be good. I'll never do any cocaine again. Just don't let anybody come down the stairs. Please, 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 please. So I finished peeing, ran back upstairs. And I had actually, funny enough, just spoken to a friend of mine about a time he got locked out of a hotel room naked. And he said, look, the one thing you have to remember, if anyone catches you naked, you don't want them to catch you standing still. So just keep moving. And that was the only thing I could think of. So I just went running all over this stairwell in the middle of the night. It must have been about 3 or 4 in the morning. I had just got my cast off, so my leg was all gimpy and weird. I was limping up and down the stairwell naked and sat down. I had a good cry. And then I remember just thinking, you have to pull yourself together. You cannot be naked in the stairwell when people start getting up and going to work. You have to find a solution. Pull yourself together. So I did. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to try every single door in this building because one of them has to be his apartment. And maybe it's not the kind of door that locks behind you. On my travels around, though, I had heard a bunch of noise coming from one of the rooms on the 6th floor. So after trying everything I could think of, I finally thought, well, I have to knock on the door of this party. And I went up to the door. I pumped myself up. I think I tried about 3 times before I finally rang the bell. And then I ran back into the stairwell. And I heard this voice around the corner saying, are we making too much noise? You know, what's going on? And I was like, no, you're not making too much noise. Could you just come over here? Just come around here. And so this really confused looking girl sort of came around the corner, and I just had my head outside of the stairwell, propped around the door. And I sort of said, well, hi. This is really weird. I don't normally do this. But I feel like I have to tell you, I'm naked. I'm in the stairwell. I don't know where I came from, and I really need some clothes. And that's it. And I won't bother you again. And if you really wouldn't mind. And she, bless her heart, bless her little heart, she just turned around and said, oh, come on in. And she turned around and started walking back into her apartment. And I shouted after her. I was like, oh, could you just bring me some clothes first? And she said, oh, don't worry, honey, it's just girls and gays. And she just walked into this apartment. And as the door was swinging shut behind her, I took a deep breath and I just ran in after her and dived behind this sofa. That was that. There were about, I think, 3 or 4 people. It was just a get together. They were all sat on the balcony. I'll never forget this guy's face. He just turned around and looked at me and his jaw dropped open. And then I sort of popped up out from behind this sofa and was like, hi, guys. Hi, how are you? Can you just please give me some clothes? Can you just please? She was like, oh yeah, I forgot. So she went, she threw me a pair of, you know, tracksuit bottoms and a t-shirt. Now I have to find out where I came from. So I told her, she was like, well, who is this guy? And I described him. And she was like, oh, I totally know that dude. He lives on the 3rd floor. So she takes me downstairs. We knock on a bunch of doors. Nobody answers. So finally, everybody leaves the party and we have to go to bed. So she goes to sleep and I slept on the sofa and she had lent me her BlackBerry because I had to get up and go to work. So she lent me her BlackBerry. And when it went off in the morning, I had to unlock the phone so that I could switch off the alarm and I didn't have her password. So I had to go into her room and wake her up. And she sort of turned over in the bed and looked at me like, oh, like that totally really happened. And she was like, hey. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm the naked girl. Thanks so much. Would you mind unlocking your phone? And she did. And she gave it to me. And so I phoned my phone and it rang. And this stranger answered the phone, this voice I didn't recognize. And this guy was like, who are you? And I told him my name and he was like, what's your last name? And I told him, and then I heard this rustling and he passes the phone over to this guy that I'd been seeing. And this guy was like, where the hell are you? What the hell is going on? And I was like, oh, you'll never believe it. The funniest thing happened. I woke up in the stairwell. And he was like, look, whatever. I was like, well, what apartment number are you? And he told me, and we had been looking on the wrong floor. He was on the 3rd floor. So I, you know, said my goodbyes to this lovely lady who saved me from the stairwell. And I went down into the elevator and the doors opened on the 3rd floor. And there was this gentleman I had been seeing, 2 policemen and 2 of my best friends in New York, all just stood in front of the elevator. And they were all absolutely furious. And it turned out that this guy had woken up not long after I had left and couldn't find me. All of my clothes were in his apartment and I was nowhere to be found. So the only friend of mine that he knew was my friend Rochelle. So he phoned her and she said, well, you know, you have to call the police. She made him look all over his apartment. And she also did say to him, have you looked in your roommate's room? Which I still to this day think was a little bit unfair. I may have not had that many morals back in the day, but I certainly would never have done that. Anyway, so all's well that ends well. I was saved. I don't do drugs anymore. I would love to say that that was the last time I did any, but it took about a year, probably for me to just get over the shock of waking up naked in a stairwell. But it took me about a year to sort of wind down after that.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.